ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text 39, The Birth of Lord Krishna. Ajusta Gramya Visayau Anapatyau Cha Dampati Na Vavrate Pavargam Me Mohito Deva Mayaya Ajustya Grama Visaya Anapatyao Chadampati Navavrate Pavargam Me Mohito Deva Mayaya Ajusta gramya visaya anapatyao chadhampati navavrate pavargham me mohitao deva mayaya ajusta gramya visaya Anapatyao chadhampati Navavrate pavargam me Mohito deva mayaya Abhyusta gramya visaya Anapatyao chadhampati Navavrate pavargam me Mohito deva mayaya Pavishya gramya visaya Patvachadampati Navavrate pavargam me Mohito deva mayaya Ajusta grama visaya Anapatya chadampati Mapavargam me Mohito deva mayaya Ajusta grama visaya Anapatya chadampati Navavrate pavargham me Mohito deva mayaya Mataji Ajusta gramya visaya Anapatyao chadampati Navavrate pavargham me Mohito deva mayaya Ajusta gramya visaya Pratyachadampati Napavate pavagame Mohito deva mayaya Ajusta gramya visaya Patyao chadampati Nabhavate pavagham me Mohito devam Ajustya gramya visayao For sex life and to beget a child like me Anapatyao Because of possessing no son. cha also. Dampati, both husband and wife. Na, never. Vavrate, asked for any other benediction. Apavargam, liberation from this world. May, from me. Mohitao, being so much attracted. Deva Mayaya, by transcendental love for me. Desiring me as your beloved son. Translation. Being husband and wife, but always sonless, you were attracted by sexual desires, for by the influence of Deva Maya, transcendental love, you wanted to have me as your son. Therefore, you never desired to be liberated from this material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudeva and Devaki had been Dampati, husband and wife, since the time of Sutapa and Prishni, and they wanted to remain husband and wife in order to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. This attachment came about by the influence of Deva Maya. Loving Krishna as one son is a Vedic principle. Vasudeva and Devaki never desired anything but to have this Lord as their son. Yet for this purpose, they apparently wanted to live like ordinary grihasthas for sexual indulgence. Although this was a transaction of spiritual potency, their desire appears like attachment for sex in conjugal love. If one wants to return home back to Godhead, one must give up such desires. This is possible only when one develops intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya Paramparam Jigamasur Bhavasagarasya. If one wants to go back home, back to Godhead, one must be Niskinchana, free from all material desires. Therefore, instead of desiring to have the Lord come here and become one's son, one should desire to become free from all material desires, anya bilasita sunyam, and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in his Shikshashtaka, na dhanam na janam na sundaram kavitam va jagadishikamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhagavat bhaktir ahoitaki toyi. Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. One should not ask the Lord to fulfill any materially tainted desires. Ajustya grama visaya anapat yao chanampati navavrate pavargam me mohito deva mayaya. Being husband and wife, but always sonless, you are attracted by sexual desire. For by the influence of Deva Maya, transcendental love, you wanted to have me as your son. Therefore, you never desired to be liberated from this material world. Om Agyana Timirandasya Kiranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance of my spiritual master. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Today is the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami and Guru Purnima. So we're reading this Srimad Bhagavatam verse that describes the position of the devotee. Not that we should think like the Christians. The Christians say, if you believe in Jesus, you're saved, and you're going back to heaven. If you believe in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the beginning of your devotional service begins, it starts. But it doesn't mean you're going, you might go to the heavenly planets, but here it says one has to become niskinchanasya, completely free from material desires. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, Yadida syasi me kaman, varam tuam vardarshaba, kamanam ridi, asamroham, bhavatas tu ranevaram. He was given benediction by Lord Nrisimhadev. And he responded, O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you want to bestow a benediction upon me, I pray to you from within the core of my heart that there be no more material desire. In order to go back home, back to Godhead, which is the desire of all devotees, one has to become 100% pure. If we're 80% pure and 20% impure, we have to return either to this material world or some other place. But a Vaishnav can go anywhere. Narayana Para. A Vaishnav is one who is willing to go even to the hellish planets. Sukramukhi, Krimi Bojana, Kumbhipaka, so many. We've been there. We have all been there before. We've been to all of those planets. Maybe not the Guru Kulis, but the rest of us rascals. We know. I was reading fifth canto of Bhagavatam, and I was so fascinated with the hellish planets. I actually approached Savas Prabhu and said, can we make a book about from the fifth canto of Bhagavatam? He said, what kind of book would it be? I said, we'd call it hell. I think it would become very popular. I think I was the only one to think like that, because for me, it just reminded me of so many circumstances that I've experienced personally. Being thrown off the mountain cliff and broken into hundreds of people, put back to and brought back up, forced to drink molten, iron, being tortured by so many heebie-jeebies or whatever they are. So many. Krimi Bojana, Kumbhi Paka, Sukaramuka. One day we'll print that book. What do you think, Jai Chaitanya? Maybe after we're gone. Keep that idea. Fifth canto Bhagavatam, nothing concocted. So, if we're not 100%, we have to return. But, as we heard yesterday so nicely explained, a pure devotee is Narayana Parayana. Narayana Para. Narayana Paraksarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati Swarga Pavarga Narakeshu Apitu Yarta Darshanam. The pure devotee can go to the hellish planets in order to preach. The pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, left Vrindavan to come here to the United States. Kind of a hellish planet, if you actually analyze in comparison to Vrindavan Dham. This is hell. Even now, it's a bigger hell. It was hell then. Came Narayana Para to preach Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, the fallen creatures, the fallen creatures. This is the business. This is of our spiritual master in the Krishna consciousness movement. We pray to the six Goswamis, Today is the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipuno Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hitakari Nao Tribhuvane Manyo Saranyakaro Radha Krishna Pararavinda Bhajanandena Mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This is the prayer for the six Goswamis. Sad Goswami Astika, one of the verses from that prayer, they came to establish the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. Our spiritual master had that same thing in mind. He wasn't coming just to attract people. People can be attracted by so many things. If you look on YouTube or Facebook, sometimes people get millions and millions and millions of hits for mere stupidity. Actually, that's where all the millions of hits goes. Insane activities or some political farce. But Srila Prabhupada himself said, I'm not looking for many stars, I'm looking for one moon. And he came to this hellish place. I think I've said before, the world was such a bad place in those years, the early mid-60s, that all of the youth and others were marching. I know Suvas Prabhu told me he was marching. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Stop the war. We were marching. But the war was going on, and thousands of suburban and urban boys were being drafted, and many tens of thousands murdered, killed, in a battle that was a little bit confusing, a little bit senseless. Nowadays, again, same trouble. We were speaking at the Mantra House on Thursday, that the world is in chaos and it's going to get worse. And in 3 days after, or 4 days after saying those things at Mantra House, I talked to the Mantra House chairman and said, since then there's been a revolution in Syria, murder of more police and more innocent victims. Even yesterday in the news, don't read the news, I'll read it for you. One teenage boy in the afternoon was looking for a friend. He might have been a little intoxicated. He was knocking on a door, I forget which city, Milwaukee maybe. And the homeowner, after he heard the knock and said, who is it? And he heard boys laughing, teenage boys, 15 years old. Our country has become so advanced and so wonderful and peaceful. He shot through the door and killed the boy. That's a fact. Of course, he was charged with murder in that state. But if he had lived in Texas or another state, he would have been perfectly right. He was on his porch at 1 in the afternoon. Of course you shoot him. Of course we should still go door to door. Don't be frightened. But perhaps we should wear armor. What do you call it? Chest plate and metal hat, you know, headgear to protect ourselves. Of course, depend on Krishna. So things are getting so much worse. 3 more people killed in Baton Rouge. The Black Lives Matter is marching. Police are attacking, and police are getting attacked by snipers. So many things going on in this country. And as we heard yesterday, a big truck in, what was it, France for Bastille Day, their 4th of July, plowed through and killed 80, 90 people. Everywhere you look, things are becoming so hellish. You don't even have to read 5th canto of Bhagavatam about Krimi Bhojana or Kumbhi Paka. All you have to do is put on CNN. It's 5th canto. Here's hell. And tonight, from hell, we have this to report. So we were marching in those days, in 50 years ago. We were young teenagers, just beginning high school, I think, or maybe second year. Savas maybe was a year older. I wasn't with him, but I think he was. You went to Lincoln Park to march, right? And it didn't seem like we were getting anywhere, even though there were hundreds of thousands of people. There was a national convention, I think, for the Democrats, maybe it was Republicans, in Chicago, 68. And everyone was marching, and the police were beating them to death for marching at the national convention. And, of course, they were electing one of the biggest scoundrels in the history of this country so far. Perhaps a new one will beat that record. He was so terrible that they impeached him for lying, cheating, pilfering, and other nefarious. He was the first president to actually resign from the presidency. I think it was late 60s, early 70s. Our beloved president, Richard Milhouse Nixon. You American history buffs may know him. So today it's similar. People are marching. But what was so wonderful about the marches in the 60s? I was marching, kind of confused, looking to see if anyone had a baton in blue and was going to hit me over the head as a 16-year-old suburbanite. But someone approached me and handed me. Devotees were there in mass. I think there were 12 devotees in the temple on Halstead Street in Chicago, a little tiny on the south side. All 12 were at the convention or at the parade, whatever, the march. And they handed me a reservoir of pleasure. I was just a teenager, and I thought, the people are a little interesting, a little bit funny. They didn't really fit in with the suburban hippie crowd. But the Prabhupada's, Srila Prabhupada's teachings were so direct, so strong, And so, anti-material world that we were so attracted immediately. Now is a similar time. People are marching, discontent. Police are killing us. We're electing officials that are straight from hell. So many complaints, just like years ago. Now is the best time for devotees to go and give Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and do our family business. People are ready, because the world's not going to change. I think I said on that Thursday, things are not going to get better, they're going to get worse. 3 days later, 5 different insane attacks from both sides. The government, the people, the government. Frightening, materially speaking. So now is a great time, just like previously. People are in their winter of discontent. As soon as they elect our new President of the United States, if doomsday doesn't come first, we were hearing so many Christians predicting that the end of the world is right before President Obama leaves office. The world will end. They'll put a electromagnetic field over America. It says in the Bible, our friends to the north. And if you go north of America, it's not the Canadians. You keep going north. It's not the Alaskans. You keep going north, it's Russia. According to the Bible, I've got no problem here. And that Bible says there'll be an electric magnetic field, and all the electrical houses, what do you call? Powerhouses will be out forever in America. And America will stop and be ready to surrender to the will of whoever this power to the north may be. So now is the perfect time to give people what they're really looking for. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. In 1961, somehow or other, he got an invitation from a group in Japan called the Congress for Human Healing, or Human... I forget the exact name. There was a Congress in Tokyo, 1961. They invited Srila Prabhupada to come and speak in Japan. Before he even came to America, before he had finished his Srimad Bhagavatam, 1961. And Prabhupada took from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam the description of autumn, because he thought the Japanese people, being Taoists and Buddhists, would like the Bhagavatam's description of autumn in Krishna book. And he gave them directly Krishna book, not a watered down version. Don't tell my son, hopefully he can't hear in the kitchen. But when they were little, and milk was going up to almost $4 a gallon, I used to go in the refrigerator and get the, what do you call that, pure water from the BBT. And as they drink, the kids would drink the milk, I would add the water. I'm sorry, I'm admitting, I think one of the 12-step processes is to admit what you've done on a regular basis, to the point where at the end of perhaps 2 weeks, the kids would wonder, why is the milk water? It was a little light before. Talk about your 2%. It was very light, but now it's completely water with, 10 drops, 10 little drops of milk in it. I admit, don't tell them, I used to water down the milk. Save some money, stop from going to the store. Probably didn't give the children strong bones, I'm not so sure. So, Prabhupada didn't water down Krishna consciousness. He gave us Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not as would be accepted by cool people, popular people. Well, people like meatballs, so therefore will, to attract people that are really cool, will kind of lower that standard. No. He gave Bhagavad Gita as it is. He gave directly Srimad Bhagavatam without watering it down in 1961. The pamphlet that I received at the park had a big article in it, Who is Actually Crazy? And it was saying we were all crazy and only a Krishna conscious person isn't crazy. And I thought, that is cool. I heard Srila Prabhupada speak in the House of Flowers in San Francisco in 1971 or 72. I was freshman year of college. And one Baha'i got up and said, Swami, according to the Baha'i teachings, Prabhupada said, we're speaking of Krishna. And acted as if he didn't care so much. He said, well, according to Baha'u'llah, Prabhupada said, we're talking about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he said, I remember distinctly, but the Baha'i faith says, and Prabhupada sat up from his Vyasasan. They had this fan, peacock fan, and I forget the name of the devotee. He was yielding in using the fan with Prabhupada, and it had a 20-foot stick. I've never seen it since. But it was like I thought I was in Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. It was amazing. They were fanning Prabhupada with a 20-foot stick. And when the boy said the third time, well, Baha'i faith says, Prabhupada said, sit down, be quiet, we're talking of Krishna. And I thought at that moment, this is my guru. This is the spiritual master I am looking for. No nonsense. No compromise. I had heard so many spiritual masters. Well, you can do like this, you can do like that, whatever you like. Take this, take that. I had been to see different Maharishis in person in America. And Vedantists in America who spoke eloquently, very flowery language, and they had no serious surrendered conclusion to who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when Prabhupada spoke, I knew this is very different. This isn't like the yogis and the so-called sadhus that came to America before. This is a real devotee. This is a real Swami. It says in the Bhagavatam, in this verse, it says pavarga. The Bhagavatam states, dharmasya hi apavargasya. That real spirituality is apavarga. Pavarga, Srila Prabhupada explains, is taken from the syllables pa, fa, bha, bha, ma. Pavarga. And those syllables stand for parisram, phenil, vyartita, bhaya, and mrityu. Pa, parisram, one works hard like a dog, or one works hard like a donkey. The grass is on the right, the grass is on the left, but he thinks unless I serve my master, I won't get grass. Phenil, pafa, means that one is foaming at the mouth. Biartita, what is that? Disappointed, correct. That one becomes frustrated and disappointed. Because I've worked so hard to change the world, and the world hasn't changed. I've worked so hard to make a fortune, and I'm penniless. I'm broke as an artichoke. I'm poor as a church mouse. Therefore frustrated to the point of bhaya, fearful. Because what's coming? Death, mrityu. This is pavarga. Pafa bhava ma, Srila Prabhupada explains. And real spirituality is apavargyasya, is no struggle for existence, no survival of the fittest. It is transcendental. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is there to give people the real thing. They're marching for independence and equal treatment and whatever the march is for this year. This candidate, that candidate, get rid of this candidate, get rid of that candidate. But what they're really searching for is Krishna. Not watered down, but Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's books. Do we think that Prabhupada wrote his books for a bunch of kids, young men, young girl, ladies in the 60s and 70s, and that was his desire? Srila Prabhupada came, translated the Srimad Bhagavatam for the people of the 60s and 70s, and now there's something new and better? Prabhupada came to establish Srimad Bhagavatam, the culture of Srimad Bhagavatam, the culture of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the culture of Bhagavad Gita as it is, for the next 10,000 years. Just like this temple is preaching our family business. Distribute books, distribute books, distribute books, if you really want to please me. There are senior devotees here who have literally dedicated their lives to spreading Krishna consciousness. They could have been famous musicians. They could have been businessmen and businesswomen. They could have been so cool in the material world. But instead, they dedicated their whole life to Krishna consciousness. Even sometimes we hear people say when they leave, it used to be, I dedicated the best years of my life to this movement. What a benediction. I think back, what did I do with the 20s when I was 20 to 40 besides manage a temple in the Midwest? Preach Krishna consciousness. Like, what did Srila Prabhupada dedicated the whole life to giving Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So he asked all of us, just give. In 1975, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture, just give the next 50 years of your life. That means only 9 more years to go. If we last, some of us may not last 9 more years. Or by the time 9 years comes around, we may be missing more appendages than have appendages. Or we may be in a wheelchair, whatever. But Prabhupada said, give those all your 50 years to Krishna consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness, giving others the opportunity to chant, dance, and eat prasadam, our happiness, real happiness in life. There are no cool people in this material world. We've heard Prabhupada say that in his Sunday lectures. There's nobody who's important or interesting or cool in this material world. As Rabindranath Prabhu so expertly describes, they're all demons, big and little. Of course, there are some innocent people, which he referred to as little demons. Wasn't it? The only cool people are devotees of Krishna. That's cool. Because they're cool-headed. Prabhupada saw a sign. Smoke cools. He said, what is that cool? Why do they advertise like that? So devotees just thought, well, it's cool, Prabhupada. Smoke cool. It's cool. Prabhupada said, it's burning like anything. It's fire. It's smoke and fire. Why are they saying smoke cools? It's cool. Cooling. This is the material world. It's not what it seems. There's nothing cool about this material world. There are some innocent people that can become cool. And that's our business. To give them that opportunity directly to hear Srila Prabhupada, who gave his books and his teachings, the way of life for humanity for the next 10,000 years. How many lifetimes is that if we come back? At least 1,000 lifetimes. Probably for most of us, closer to 1,500 if we live to 70. Don't think 50 years in the movement, now it's time to change Prabhupada's teachings. Now we can do something different. Of course, one can use his or her intelligence and try to preach in an attractive way. But Srila Prabhupada has given us the formula. He's given us his books. His books are the real preaching. And if we stick to that, just for another, what is it? Next 10,000 years, that was said in about 77. I think so. How many years have we done? 30 some years. Let's say it's 50. So we only have 9,950 years of preaching Srila Prabhupada's books and distributing prasadam and distributing the holy names to go, be patient, and the whole world will become cool. We just have to stick to that plan, serious plan, a short while longer, 9,950 years. All glories Sri Guru and Gauranga. Okay, people, you've been great. Thank you. Can you catch this? Oh, okay. I was going to throw it at the guy who gave me something. Was that bogus or what? Was that anti-establishment?
So, Ramesh Prabhu, what is your plan? You're going to stay for breakfast?
Okay.
You're a Brahmin, so when do you want to get class?